Oh man, I love this song. Every time I hear it, I can remember where I was and who I was with. It reminds me of this. Does this sound familiar? Music is like a scent. It can instantly transport you to another time and place. I ask my guests to dish about their song with the memories that go with it. I'm your host, Tiffany Mason. I have a passion for music and a curiosity about how a song affects someone and why. Turn up your radio and let's explore Memories with a Beat.
Hello, Podcast Land. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Memories with a Beat. And today we have Kay Cote with me. And I love saying that. It sounds like a French word or something. It rolls off the tongue easily. I hope you all are trying it in your cars right now or if you're on a run and listening to the podcast. Kay, welcome to Memories with a Beat.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. I'm so excited to be here.
I am really excited because the genre that we are talking about today, I mean, this could be a two-hour podcast. I know nothing. So all of the acronyms and all the lingo, I mean, I was even reading like the reviews on the song to try to learn a little bit more. And I was like, I don't know. She's just going to have to explain it all to me. So the song is Wait For Me by Steve Bryan. Now, if I understand correctly, Steve is the artist of the actual music. And then the vocal was somebody else.
Yes, I believe he hired a vocalist for that track.
Okay.
So he's a music producer, and then he brings in others to kind of create tracks. So yeah.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Okay, so let's dive right in. Is this a song that you've known for a while? I know that you had mentioned something about Progressive House, and I don't even know what that is. So, okay, you're going to have to fill my audience and I in on all the idiosyncrasies of this genre and who this artist is.
Wonderful. Yes. Well, thank you so much. I love to geek out about, so it's EDM, electronic dance music, and it's a lot of that. You know, you hear it on the radio now, you hear it a little bit more in mainstream, but you also, you can deep dive into it and geek out as much as you want, just like kind of like any other genre.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I fell in love with Steve's music because I really, really like Progressive House. Now, Progressive House is a very, it's like upbeat, happy. The lyrics are very moving. There's a lot of lyrics. It was very, very popular in like anywhere between like 2013 to even up until today, but it really started to surge in that time frame. And that's when I started to fall in love with EDM, and I started to really wonder about this genre. So it's something I've always loved electronic music, way back even into the before the 2000s. And so I listened to it then, and then now I have built a career around it. So there's a lot in between there, but that's a little bit about the genre. It's a very just uplifting. You can run to it. You can dance to it. You can just think to it. And so Steve Bryan's music just like touched my soul in that way. I would say back in probably before even like around 2020 is when I really got into it. And I think that song released like 2018.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So is this a song that during the pandemic, it was like in your house, was the beat pumping and you were dancing around? Was it keeping you uplifted?
You know, the EDM, yes. EDM itself really uplifted me through that time. The time I fell in love with Steve's music was, it was a little bit later. I think I just started, like, I found him randomly and I just started to really just like his music. It was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly the time, but I just know recently I had a memory, actually very recently, a very strong memory that has impacted my life around that song specifically.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let's hear it.
So the memory happened about 6 months ago. I recently moved to Austin, Texas from North Dakota, was going through a 180 life change, including my career, launching a career in the EDM industry on the business side of things. And I was listening to Steve's song. And it was one morning. I tend to just post on my Instagram and tag the artist. Sometimes they like it. Sometimes they, you know, don't respond. But Steve actually wrote me and said, yo, thank you so much, like, for enjoying the song and for posting this. And I says, yeah, I love your music. Do you ever come to the States to play and come on tour? And he's like, no, he's from Germany. And he's like, no, I've never really had the opportunity. It's never panned out. And we just had this conversation. Lo and behold, 3 months later, I become his tour booking manager. So I'm bringing him to the United States for his first tour in May.
Wow.
And so we're doing a little Texas tour for 12 days. And so that memory that just showed, for me, it was my calling of, like, put yourself out there, show gratitude, speak up, and you never know what can happen. So for me, that's the memory that I've really associated with this song, was that moment when I met him.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
So do you have other songs by Steve Bryan that you enjoy?
Oh my goodness, yes. He has actually produced over 450 tracks.
Oh gosh.
He's like with himself as well as like under an alias. He's done so many things. He is my most listened to artist on my Spotify 2 years in a row now. So he just
that's really cool. That's like divine intervention bringing you two together.
It was incredible. We had this moment. We were on like a call and he's like, this is something I've been wanting to do. And the reason behind all of like why he didn't tour, you know, he had a lot of life happen. So now it's like his time to get over here and to really push his beautiful music.
It's not every day that we get to interact with and promote this person that we have, I don't want to say secretively, but that we have, unbeknownst to them, just like kind of been fangirling over. So that's incredible.
It's like a total divine moment. And it really, like, when he trusted me, I was like, whoa. It just showed me like what I'm moving forward with like within the industry with Amplify EDM is right. I mean, it's one of those things that you just know you're on your right path. And I had been feeling so disjointed in my personal life, so out of sorts. Music gave me a place to find myself again.
Yeah.
And that stems back to even my childhood. Like, I was that girl. I was 3 years old singing and dancing, watching Liberace with his like sparkly outfits, like mesmerized by the TV. And my mom was like, you were singing and dancing and performing ever since you were little. And so this is like moving to Austin, seeing the opportunities unfold, working with one of my absolute favorite producers doesn't just like align for no reason. So I'm right. Like, okay, I can't let this guy down. It's like motivating me to really push it.
Yeah, that's so cool. And maybe even a little bit where he's seeing something in you or believing in you before you believe in yourself. Like, I know that you're putting yourself out there and you're going for it, but when someone backs you like that, you're like, wait a minute, they believe in me. So I'm going to believe in me. And I don't want to let them down. So here we go.
You're totally right, Tiffany. Like, that is so what happened. Like, for him to – there was one day in particular we were chatting and he's like got this big smile on his face and he's like, we're really going to do this. And I know you can do this for me. And I'm like, what? And I just had to play it cool. I was like, okay, we're building the plane as we're flying. We're going to do this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I think that's best. I mean, I am such a firm believer in action brings clarity. And so, you know, you'll do it this time and then you'll go, okay, these are the things that we want to perfect, or this is what I don't like doing. This is what I do like doing. And, you know, it's going to just bring you that much further. So I think that is absolutely incredible.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes. Well, when did you find EDM music? When did you really start to, I guess, more listen to it? Because I would assume it was when you were younger. And then when did you take this more business side to it? Is it just recently, or, you know, like, what is the evolution of your enjoyment of EDM?
Well, thank you so much. Yes. So it started back in, I would say, 2000, 2001. Like, it's way back there because I really liked my first EDM I really liked was called Basement Jacks, and I still love them. Basement Jacks, Daft Punk's old stuff. Like, that's kind of what got me. I just loved it. I didn't know. Yeah. I loved that kind of some of that 80s vibe too, you know, the and then like new age and all these kind of where you get the synth sounds. mm-hmm. Enya, like all this kind of like different stuff. And yeah. I actually didn't take it to my career until, yeah, like it was about, I would say June, when I moved to Austin, Texas last December, over a year ago.
Uh-huh.
I just started going to this local small venue downtown where they had what they call mm-hmm. open decks. It's like open mic, but for DJs.
Okay.
And so DJs bring what they have their music on USB, and they plug that into the equipment, which is like decks and controllers. Mm-hmm. And so then they get on there. I've actually tried it a couple times. This is like, it's fun. That is a goal of mine to actually play. But so they get on there and they have the different buttons and knobs, and it's almost like the old turntables, but now they're digital.
Sure.
And so I went to this and I just started listening to local artists, started connecting uh-huh. with artists. And I felt the energy just really vibing for me because I am an artist too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It brought me back to my days in music camp in high school. I was a singer, and those were the people, the kind of quirky music, nerdy, kind of very emotions on your sleeve kind of people, where we all kind of met and congregated and like came together. And that's now, fast forward to now, I'm doing the exact same thing
yeah.
I did as I yeah. was young. And I'm creating a community. We threw our first party called Artist Party in October. And it was like a fluke thing. We had an in with a venue. I was pitching the venue on ideas. I knew the manager. I was like, I have some ideas. Sat down, put a proposal together, and did an open deck style event with some artists that were chosen. And then we had the drawing where you draw like the next artist. So it's like uh-huh. karaoke vibes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then now we just had one last night. And so,
oh, fun.
Yeah. It was a techno launch. So fast forward full circle, we threw a party last night and we realized Artist Party is a platform for the artist. They get the stage. Mm-hmm. We're there to guide them, but they are creating the party. It's for them. So each one is unique. We really love the interactiveness. We had a full house last night. So that's sort of where, I mean, long story short, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
That's when it started.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
So in 2000, were you in high school?
I was in junior high. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then did you end up going to clubs and hearing the music? Was it on the radio? Like, how were you introduced to it?
You know, I don't even know how I got introduced to Basement Jaxx at that time. I mean, I was probably just doing the whole, like, you know, downloading music. My brother was actually kind of into that stuff, and that might have been where it sparked.
Okay.
So my brother, I think, stemmed it a little bit, and I just started – I actually wrote – choreography with a friend to go to FFA, which is Future Farmers of America, to do the entertainment portion. And we wrote choreography to Basement Jaxx. And it was fun. We were cartwheeling. We were doing all sorts of stuff. This is me in like seventh grade. Like,
yeah.
I've always been curious about entertainment. I've always been curious about events.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just like stepped into this role as a profession. But the music itself, I don't even know. Some of it was on the radio. I did go to clubs when I was in college and like after college. And that's when I really started to get to know some of the main, like Calvin Harris was a big one and he was on the radio. And then that sort of just stemmed me into checking out like Skrillex and all these kind of like early 2010s. And now it's like, boom, everywhere there's music. So long story short, I don't really know the date.
Wow, that's so cool. I would love for every day just to be inundated with music. I just love that. And especially a genre that you appreciate and enjoy so much.
It's so true. I woke up this morning with three artists sending me new ID tracks, new tracks that they are producing. One was my artist from last night. And they're sending me this. It's set to private. They're like trusting me with their tracks, you know? And
yeah.
They're like, what do you think? And I'm like, this is like incredible. You produced this. And so I'm talking to artists in Houston, in Mexico City, in Europe. And that's the beauty of the digital world is like music is – I always say music is my love language.
Like, I could easily say that about myself. Yes. Hence the podcast.
Which I love. Yeah. As a fellow music lover. That's so great.
Yeah. Yeah. So you enjoyed this music. Did you have a group of friends that you guys would like listen to it together, drive around in your cars? Or you said maybe more in college? Like, when do you remember really hanging out with some friends and, you know, just turning on some EDM and going crazy?
I do remember it in my early 20s, and I would go with friends and, you know, my partner I was with at the time, and we would go to a club. It was in North Dakota. It was kind of more like, there was everything. It was more hip hop, but they would start to sprinkle in, and I loved hip hop. I mean, I'm a junkie across the genres.
Yeah.
so I got into dancing, and that's what really led me to EDM. I started doing teaching dance classes, so I would curate playlists for that.
Oh.
And so as a fitness instructor too, I would always like the BPM, like that rhythm that the EDM provided. So
sure.
I think through that experience in my early 20s, as well as just like hearing Calvin Harris on the radio, his song was Summer, Met You in the Summer, but it really sparked. And then I just started adding them to my playlist when I would work out. Then I started choreographing some stuff. And then fast forward, it just sort of grew. You know, I really, really just deep dive. When I got to Austin, I started learning about all the different styles and all the different types of artists. And then I just started going to events here. I mean, I was going up to 4 events a week, just absorbing the music.
Oh, gosh.
And so we have so much opportunity in Austin. We have a few larger venues that are bringing in some of these famous artists. So Austin really opened my doors, connected with an artist here and geeked out over music. And so, it happened a lot more strategically here. It just sort of like I found the people that resonated with me and helped them build their artist brands. And it all kind of came together in that.
Now, I'm curious, what is the EDM club scene in North Dakota? Because I'm from Iowa. So I can appreciate you talking a little bit about North Dakota. And I know in Iowa, I mean, there were a couple in Des Moines, but.
That's how North Dakota is too. There's a lot of like local, very top 40. North Dakota, there are a couple bars I went to and clubs that they're smaller. There's a couple artists trying to make movements there. I did befriend all of them. So I was kind of getting into it there with my friends who were DJing, did some dancing with one, and that kind of sparked me. But very much like probably like Iowa, there's not a lot. Occasionally we would get – so when I lived in Fargo, I was able to see Steve Aoki and Diplo. And so those are some really – in the industry, some really popular names. They've been around a while. Right before I moved to Texas, I went to Odessa in Minneapolis. And so
– okay. Now, do they do anything different at EDM concerts? Like, I don't know why. I mean, I am seriously classic – white mom from suburbia. Okay. Like no crazy times with this lady. Well, maybe a couple, but not very many. And so do they wear, like, I picture them with like special glasses or like lights everywhere or like laser lights or like smoke or I don't know what happens at these EDM concerts, or is it just like a regular concert?
You know, this is the cool thing about it. You can go to one show that's like, say, an underground show, almost next to zero lighting. Everything's dark. And you're listening to like techno, like acid techno. And you're just like in a groove. And then you can go to a show with like more theatrics, a ton of lasers. So you can see everything from local underground. Like, this is the community where I go and I hug everybody. Everybody's artists there. And we're just jamming out together, watching everybody on the decks. It's a very intimate experience. Or you can go to a show. Or earlier this year, in November, I went to this thing called EDC. And the EDC I went to was a festival on a cruise liner.
Cool.
And so that was a crazy experience. Find what works for you. If you want like a more melodic, chill vibes, you can see a sunset sessions. You can get that beachy vibe, or you can be in a hard techno or something like a bass house, which is like super dancey, super fun. That's like another genre, bass house.
It sounds very fun. I am all about living your best life.
Yes, I could agree with you there.
Okay, so bass house, acid techno, sunset session, and progressive house, those are all different little niches within EDM, correct?
Well, the Sunset Sessions is more of a, that's a venue that they have like, so I would say that would be tropical house or even Latin house. That would be your melodic house and those chill vibes.
When I was asking what the experience is like, does it sound fair to say it's like a heightened sense of all of your senses?
Very much.
Like I feel like, right?
Yes.
There's a lot to see. There's a lot to feel. There's a lot to hear. Mm-hmm. There's like so much going on. But I am an extrovert to the truest sense of what an extrovert is. So all of that, like give it all to me, right? Like I'm here for it.
Yes.
Got a podcast? Are you loving it, but not loving how much time post-production takes? Or maybe you just have other tasks calling your name a little bit louder. Virtually You can help. Check out virtuallyuva.com, supporting you in all things podcasting, like editing, show notes, audiograms, and much more. See the link in the show notes. They're waiting to give you back your time. And on that note, let's get back to the show.
The other thing is that I love so much about, I guess it is EDM, is that they take like songs that you know and they sprinkle a little bit in and they can make that song last for like 10 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
But yes. I love it. Like, keep it going. This is a great song. Keep it
it's
going.
It's incredible. Yes. You're going to get that in like some house music, especially. They will pull that track in, and it is so cool to see how a DJ mixes a track. Or, you know, brings in their own productions into it. But yes, like the song My Girl, you know, the old song? Da, 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 da.
Sure. Yeah.
My Girl has been sampled. So that's what they call it. That's sampling
the
track. And they bring it in and make it their own. And so sampling, when I heard that sampled, here's another memory. A lot of DJs are sampling it now. And so when I heard that come on, I thought back to my music camp days when my crush – played it for me on his guitar.
No!
And I was just smitten. I was like 14 years old or something.
Heck yeah.
And so now I hear that song and I'm like, it brings me right back to music camp when I was crushing hard on him.
Yes.
Shout out Aaron.
I was going to ask if you wanted to shout out. I didn't know if you wanted to. So Aaron, you're one lucky guy. She still remembers you.
I'm going
to
send this to him.
Well, I'm curious, when you hear this specific song that you chose, is it more about the music that Steve Bryan put behind the vocals, or is it more about the actual words? Like, what made you choose this specific song?
You know, it's both. The reason I loved this song, even before, you know, I connected with Steve, was Wait For Me, it speaks on love. And for me, that's a really important thing. It gives me hope. It gives me hope in humanity. It gives me hope in love. And it gives me hope that we heal from heartbreak and that, you know, there are people out there that just love us so much. Mm-hmm. And so everything of that, the lyrics and that song just speak to me of like, just wait for me. You know, I'm there. I'm out there. And that's like where, you know, I recently went through a breakup, a very, probably the biggest breakup I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm starting over in my 30s. Mm-hmm. And this just shows like, I still believe in love. Mm-hmm. And I'm still like, I'm there. I'm open to it. And so that song for me just speaks to love and speaks to that it is out there and we all can find it again. And sometimes love looks different than we think. And for me right now, I had a moment last night with, you know, I was talking to one of my artists and she said to me, I was like, I just wish I had someone by my side to experience this with me, like a partner.
Aww.
I was having this moment and then she's like, but you're with all of us. You have all of us. And I looked in this full venue and I'm like, maybe God has me here now doing this and I need to be in my just with me and because I have this that I'm building. I have these incredible souls that are in here, every single person there who took the time to give us their time I want to make that really special. And maybe that's where I'm supposed to pour my love right now.
Yeah.
So that was very much Steve Bryan's music inspires those thoughts and feelings in my life. His music is very full of love. It's very full of inspiration, and I highly recommend. If you're ever feeling down, you put a Steve Bryan track on, you're feeling better in like 2 minutes.
Now, were you ever of the age where you had to buy a CD or a tape?
Yes.
Okay. The leaflet that comes inside of that, would you pull it out and were you like, what are the lyrics? Or was it like, I don't need to bother with that. Let me just hear each of the tracks.
I would say a little bit of both. I like the lyrics. I am a big believer that lyrics are very misunderstood. Mm. I think we sing songs and we don't know what the artist. So I really like to dig in.
Yeah, I do
too. What are they saying here? Mm-hmm. Public speaker. It's public speaker with a melody is a singer.
Yeah.
Like is a band, is a musician.
Yeah.
They're writing their heart. They're writing their experiences. They're writing to inspire.
Aww.
Yeah. So lyrics for me are – and now even more as I get into the industry, as I'm writing my own lyrics, I'm seeing like pain and beauty and all the emotions that are with that to create something that's relatable to your listener that just keeps them feeling like, yo, this is me. This is like what I feel today. Or maybe they come up with a completely different interpretation of the lyrics and they come – you meet them and they're like, this touched my soul for this reason. And I'm like, whoa. That's insight. Like, that's what I want my lyrics to do eventually when I start working with artists and hopefully get some songs out there, you know. That's on the goal list too. But lyrics are important. I love them.
I think that's one of the things that what you're saying about, you know, we sing along and we don't know, or we sing along and it has a different meaning. And I think that's been my biggest eye opener with this podcast is that I hear the song that the person has chosen. Sometimes it, you know, connects with me, and sometimes it's like this where I'm like, I don't know what EDM even stands for. Now we know, electronic dance music. But, you know, it's interesting to learn how one song can impact a person and how I hear it and it impacts me differently just from our life experiences. Okay, I love your energy and your positivity. I know that you said you have a podcast. I have to imagine it's about being positive because it's called Elevated You. But can you tell us a little bit of what to expect from those episodes?
Yes. So Elevated You was a project I started 4 years ago, and it is all about health, well-being, and transformative stories. And so we've had guests on everything from doctors to just people in the wellness world to transformational coaches who are making moves across the entire planet. So it's a lot of fun. If you want that uplifting, if you want like some solid great conversations that are going to inspire your day and elevate you. That is what it is. And then also Ampedcast, it is a podcast that actually dives into like musicians, artists, and then we also are going to be keeping you up to date with EDM culture and community. So that's going to be launching, yes, here in February. Everything will be on our website for that.
Very cool. Kate, thank you so much for joining me on Memories of the Beat.
Thank you so much for having me, Tiffany. It's been an absolute blast to share this with you.
Well, if you guys do not know this song, which we all know now is EDM, electronic dance music, I want you guys to go to the Apple, Spotify, or YouTube playlist, check it out, let KRI know what you think, or shoot a message to Steve. Maybe you guys can connect too. Sounds like he's an approachable kind of guy.
Yes.
And if you guys are going to be in Texas, you can definitely catch him on his little 12-day tour. So I would definitely look that up. What is a website that they can go see when that event would be?
Yes, you can find everything on all platforms. We're on Instagram, very active on Instagram, and on our website at amplifyedm.com. So all one word. amplifyedm.com and on Instagram at amplifyedm.
Great. Well, Podcast Land, check her out. And I hope that this episode sticks with you like the memories to your favorite song.
Podcast Land, thank you so much for listening. If you had a few memories of your own pop up with this episode, make sure to take a screenshot, tag me on social, Tiffany Mason, or virtually you, and share those memories. I know y'all are listening, and I'd love to hear the memories you were reminded of with this song. Also, would you do me a favor and share this episode with someone you think would enjoy it? This is the best way you can help me to grow my audience. Can't wait to dive into my next guest's memories with a beat. Hit subscribe now. You don't want to miss the next episode.